Moving more locally over, as this weekend it is the 14th annual Bluebells and Buskers Festival taking place with approximately 20 musicians and groups involved. Joining me now on the line is Councillor Brian O'Loughlin. Brian, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show this morning.
Yeah, morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good, thanks. This is another big year for the Killin Thomas Woods there in Rathangan. The Bluebells and Buskers Festival is returning, the 14th year. I mean, the fact it's been going on for 14 years now speaks volumes as to how successful it is and how loved it is for everyone.
Well, thank you, Hannah. And it is. Like, so when we did it the first year, it really was a kind of a one-off event and very poorly organised, but it worked great. And then every year we've kind of built on it since. And I have to say, like, it really is such, look, it's quite simple. You've got a beautiful venue. Bluebells are really in bloom. Like, they're actually a little bit early this year. And it really is absolutely gorgeous. Obviously, they like a cold, wet, miserable winter because they really are blooming. So everything's ready to go. We're hoping, there's nice blue skies at the minute, but tomorrow I think there is rain forecast, but then showers on Sunday, so we're all ready to go.
Absolutely, and fingers crossed the weather will hold up for that on Sunday. In terms of what people can expect this year, Brian, as we were saying, over 20 musicians and groups involved, what will be the highlights of the day? What are you most looking forward to?
Let me think. Well, we've had Rod Lakes has been famous for years, but he's formed a band that are doing a lot of gigging around Kildare recently, Reverb. So they're on the main stage as you come in. There's a lot of good musicians. Now, there's been a nice change this year. There was a few people that I have to say we really would have missed that were with us almost from the start. But we've got a lot of younger musicians in this year. And Newbert Gospel Choir, which are always fantastic. So we've a great mix from the likes of kind of Whiz O'Rourke, who plays a bit of country. You know, there's a lot of younger groups. So we've a mix of about, I think it's about 13 kind of solo artists and then roughly 7 kind of groups or bands dotted through the woods. Mm. But it is a lovely, it starts off at 1 o'clock. With a barbecue and just teas and coffees, and then the music kicks off around 2, and it's almost a 3 kilometre walk through the woods, but there are shortcuts back that if people with, you know, either elderly or disabilities or whatever, they can actually take a shortcut back to the car park.
Of course, and for people who are interested, maybe they haven't been before and are interested in taking part, going to that on Sunday, is it a ticketed event? Do they need to put their name down, or is it a show up and turn up kind of event?
Yeah, good point, Hannah. We did actually look at a couple of times about it. No, just show up on the day. There is a €5 charge on car parking. So that's €5 per car. And then you can actually donate if you want as you're going around to the musicians. And then, there's burgers, the barbecue. The Scouts, in fairness, do a great barbecue every year. And then there's a big tea and coffee stand as well. So, you know, it really is an event for all ages. Do you know what I mean? From little babies to 90-year-old men and women. And you often see like 3-4 generations of people together, you know, which is lovely to see. And then when it's really sunny, there's quite a few people out having picnics, you know. So, like, we really are hoping for good weather. But at the same time, in the woods, you don't really, if there's showers, you don't feel it.
Exactly. Brian, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, letting listeners know about the 14th annual Bluebell and Buskers event taking place this weekend, Sunday, May 3rd. As Brian was saying, it's the usual food and tea and coffees will be available from 1 o'clock, and then music will start at 2. There is a €5 entry fee just for the car park there. And again, that's in the Killin Thomas Woods in Rathangan. If you've been to the Bluebell and Buskers Fest before, do let us know on 0833 97 97 97 if you will be attending. But again, you just have to pay for €5 for the car park, and then you'll be able to enjoy all of the music, the food, the teas, the coffees, and then seeing other people there as well. As Brian was saying, the bluebells are out a little bit earlier this year, but I can imagine just the scenery, even if it might be a little gloomy that day. I mean, when you're in the forest, you don't really notice it, and I can imagine it would be a great day out for all, especially for the bank holiday. But a big thanks to Councillor Brian O'Loughlin from the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District for letting us know more about that event taking place on Sunday. Catch up